little over a week since a gunman killed 5 people and wounded 17 others in an LGBTQ club in Colorado Springs. Governor Jared Polis went on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday and said he supports a reevaluation of Colorado's red flag laws, including why the suspect was able to own the firearms used in the attack despite an arrest record for violent threats. And the shooter made an initial court appearance on the Wednesday just before Thanksgiving. KGNU's news director Shannon Young spoke with Colorado Springs-based journalist Heidi Beadle earlier this morning. Beadle writes for the Colorado Times Recorder and is a member of the Trans Journalists Association. Take a listen.
A major holiday just passed in the midst of a period of mourning for what is the latest in a history of mass shootings in Colorado. You've been watching the events closely in Colorado Springs. Can you start by catching us up on the latest details and how the local community has reacted in the aftermath?
Sure. The community here is in shock, but we're, you know, coming together. Over the, I think, last Tuesday, Colorado Springs City Council, they displayed the sacred cloth pride flag on City Hall. We've had, this weekend, we had survivors of previous mass shootings, including the Orlando Pulse shooting, come speak to survivors of the Club Q shooting. So people are, you know, they're in shock and they're devastated, but the community is rallying together and trying to make sense of what happened and start the long recovery process.
Now, the suspect did appear in court on Wednesday, and one detail that we had our own On Deadline newsroom conversation about Wednesday morning is that court documents indicate the suspect identifies as non-binary, and with them, they pronouns. Does that, in your opinion, merit skepticism?
Yes. So just some context here, right? So in terms of trans people and kind of the rhetoric that we've seen from the conservative right, the widely accepted kind of idea, right, is that gender is on a spectrum and, people can identify with a gender identity outside of their gender assigned at birth. And it's not strictly kind of male or female. And, you know, the backlash from conservatives and people on the far right has been to kind of mock that idea, particularly with, you know, the idea of like, I identify as an attack helicopter and jokes along that line. The shooter has a long history of being involved in kind of these like sketchy online spaces. He has an entry in Encyclopedia Dramatica, which is like a Kiwi Farms style website. And the culture of
say what Kiwi Farms is for people who may be unfamiliar.
Sorry, Kiwi Farms was the online bullying website that drew a lot of attention for being tied to, harassment campaigns that led to the suicide of trans people. And there was a concerted like online effort to get it. A lot of this stuff is very niche, like kind of internet culture things and involving websites like 4chan, which is kind of a cesspool of, you know, white supremacist activity and, incel culture and just real extremist stuff. And all indications kind of show that Aldrich was, involved in that kind of culture. Additionally, you know, statements from his parents, from people who know him, show a history of homophobic behavior. KDVR recently released a clip of Aldrich and his mother at Denver International Airport involved in kind of a racist confrontation after getting off of an airline. The idea that, you know, this person is claiming a non-binary identity right after they killed 5 people at a nightclub is something for people to be aware of and to take with just be aware of the context of the kind of conflict between the trans community, the broader LGBT community, and, you know, places like 4chan and the far right. After the Uvalde shooting, they were instrumental in spreading a hoax that was picked up by Arizona Representative Paul Gosar that the shooter had been a trans person. So there's been a concerted effort to try to blame these sorts of shootings on someone who is trans or from the...
we lost you there. There's a history of trying to pin some mass shootings on transgender people, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Do you think that it causes more harm than accuracy when media outlets use them, they pronouns for this murderer in particular?
I wouldn't go that far. I think it, you know, it's important to recognize professed identity and call people what they want to call, be called. But it's important to add additional context and be aware that this is kind of suspicious. It's kind of weird. And it's an extreme situation. And this is the kind of like irony posting and sort of like gotcha moment that these web communities like 4chan are known for. It's kind of like a logical like gotcha, right? Like, oh, the tolerant left isn't going to, you know, they're going to make an exception for this person because they don't like him, or, you know, it's an attempt at trolling and potentially, you know, more further mockery of both, you know, the victims and the community at large.
Well, I have more questions, but we don't have enough time. I just want to throw it back to you. Is there anything else that listeners need to know in this immediate aftermath?
Sure. The surviving victims are still, you know, struggling. They have GoFundMes and Venmo accounts, and they would greatly appreciate support if people are of a mind. Tomorrow is Giving Tuesday, so just throwing that out. Please keep the survivors in your thoughts.
I've been speaking with Colorado Springs-based journalist Heidi Beadle of the Colorado Times Recorder. You can find her work online at coloradotimesrecorder.com and on Twitter at Heidi Beadle. That's B-E-E-D-L-E. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Good evening and welcome to Outsources, a weekly KGNU program that provides you with content related to queer communities in Colorado. I'm your host, Elise Matatal, and I don't know about you listeners, but the last week or so has been pretty rough. I've checked in with a few queer friends of mine about how the news of the Club Q tragedy was landing with us, and one similarity I heard was how the first day or so felt like this familiar, intellectualized horror. Especially as someone who grew up in Colorado, where we've experienced a lot of mass tragedies over the last few years. And then as things filtered down, it felt more personal. I described it to friends as feeling sort of cry constipated, like I could feel the tears welling up, but it also felt pretty stuck. More news alerts hit my inbox, and I listened to Outsources host Sean Kenny's episode last Monday, and finally had a good cry. If you haven't gotten a chance to listen to Sean's show, he shared a clip of two past Outsources hosts, Janice and Glenda, debriefing after the Pulse shooting, and then provided some contemporary words of wisdom from another host, Snowdy Burtz, who currently lives in Colorado Springs. The episode is certainly worth a listen and available online at kgnu.org/outsources. During times of tragedy, I often think of the Mr. Rogers quote about looking for the helpers. I've tried to do that in this case, and I've been heartened by the way that the community has rallied around the survivors and the families impacted by this violence. One group that I'd like to highlight is Good Judy Garage. One of the co-owners, Faith, immediately started a GoFundMe for survivors and families impacted by Club Q. The day after the news of the shooting emerged, I had an appointment on the books at this queer and trans-owned auto mechanic. I was really emotional sitting in their carefully crafted waiting room under a bright neon sign, in front of what looked like a demisexual flag with gray, white, and purple painted on the wall. They also sold affirming art and stickers, and I spent way too much money on cute little pride stickers, including a pansexual panda, an asexual T-Rex, and a non-binosaur that I gave to my loved ones. Faith and Good Judy Garage have been positively inundated by requests for interviews, but she was gracious enough to respond to my questions over email. So I've gathered one of my friends, the distinguished Kelsey Young, who will be reading Faith's thoughtful responses on behalf of her. Take a listen.
Thank you.
Do you mind introducing yourself, name, pronouns, and some of the hats you wear in the community?
I'm Faith Haug, she, her. I co-own Good Judy Garage, but my day job is as the program director and faculty of the mortuary science program at Arapahoe Community College. I've been in death care for 20 years, and I'm heavily involved in funeral service locally and nationally.
First, let's chat about Good Judy Garage. I had an appointment on the books there last Monday, about 2 days after the Club Q shooting, and it was so thoughtfully decorated and designed. I was really emotional sitting there, but grateful to have found the space. I bought way too many stickers, and later when chatting with a friend about the space, I learned that her girlfriend actually sells her art there too. Who designed the space / brings in the artists who sell their stuff?
Cece and I designed it. We wanted it to be comfortable and not feel like a traditional auto shop. We also wanted to allow the queer community a place to sell their art.
How did Good Judy Garage come about? Where's the name from?
Cece is a trans woman, and when she decided to come out, she knew she would be managed out the door at her prior place of employment. She's been in the auto business all her life. Her father, brother, uncle all own auto businesses, and she was a race car driver for several years. We decided it was time to open an affirming shop for the community. Good Judy is a reference to the icon Judy Garland, a well-known supporter of the LGBTQ community in her time. It's a term of endearment used to describe a trusted friend. A good Judy is a safe space, someone you can count on, who accepts you for who you are, exactly what we strive to be for our clients.
Do you know of any other LGBTQ-affirming auto shops in the U.S.?
I do not personally, but I'm sure they exist.
Last I checked, the GoFundMe that you started has raised over $750,000. It's really gained a lot of momentum and seems like many community groups are promoting it over the Colorado Healing Fund. Do you want to say a little bit about why you created the GoFundMe and what the process has been like for you?
I went to make a donation somewhere on Sunday morning and found nothing set up, so I started the fund. I had no idea it would gain such momentum. It has been incredible seeing the strength of the community and the love and support given to the victims. It has been a stressful process, but I'm not dead or injured, so I have nothing to complain about.
The language you've been using while promoting the GoFundMe seems particularly thoughtful. Do you think your background as a death care professional has given you any unique insight into what families impacted by Club Q might need in the aftermath of this tragedy?
Absolutely. I've been in death care all my adult life and own an LGBTQA+ business. I am uniquely connected and qualified to help.
And what does community mean to you?
I'm amazed but not surprised the community has taken off with the fundraiser as it has. There's strength in numbers. No one understands hardship and the importance of coming together like the LGBTQA+ community.
Anything else you'd like to share with listeners?
We're keeping the funds local, locally managed and dispersed, and will remain transparent about our process as it continues to develop.
Joining us, you're listening to Outsources on KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver. I'm your host, Elise Matatal, and you just heard a friend of mine, Kelsey Young, read the written responses from Faith Haug, Good Judy Garage's co-owner and the person behind an active GoFundMe for the families and survivors of the Club Q shooting. As I thought about how to wrap up this episode, I just wanted to say that our Outsources collective of volunteer radio producers / hosts sees this radio show as a way that we build community together. Not only through our weekly meetings that we host to try to create programming, but also by highlighting queer community builders in these episodes and helping to sketch the landscape for others who are navigating queerness in the Denver, Boulder, Fort Collins area. For example, on Tuesday of last week, I was able to attend past guest Dr. Andy Scahill's Rainbow Cult event at the Sci Film Center. I went with two queer friends of mine to the Addams Family Values showing. We met beforehand to process some hard feelings over pizza about the lack of safety, and then laugh and shout at the screen with other queer folks and allies as Wednesday Addams burned up her whitewashed abusive summer camp. The event was also a fundraiser for another past Outsources guest, a nonprofit called Youth Scene, who provide queer summer camps specifically tailored for queer, trans, Black, Indigenous, or other youth of color. There are so many queer community builders hosting events, carving out space for one another in affirming and positive ways. Listeners, I hope that during these times of tragedy and fear, you also feel held and cared for by your big queer family. We love you, we're here for you, and we keep each other safe. You've been listening to Outsources on KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver. I'm Elise Matatal. For more information about Good Judy Garage, links to some of the fundraisers supporting Club Q, and the Instagram for Kelsey Young's small business called Amelia's Mercantile, you can visit news.kgnu.org and click on Outsources under the Shows and Features tab. As always, let us know if you have comments or feedback about today's show by emailing outsources@kgnu.org. Join us next week, Monday, at 6:30 p.m. for another episode of Outsources, providing you homegrown queer radio every week. That's Monday, 6:30 p.m. right here on KGNU, or listen anytime after the broadcast at kgnu.org/outsources. Yes.
was a bad thing. Like, it was holding me back from what? Living. I mean, I've seen the opposite, and it's a lot worse. At some point, detachment just gets creepy and somewhat frightening. I'm accepting who I am. Being too emotional is not a weakness, it's not a fault. I mean, I used to fight it, pretend it wasn't there, but I can't anymore. It's just what I am. I mean, look, I cry at movies. I mean, stupid movies. Sometimes I'll even cry at commercials. I'm not gonna fight it anymore. Maybe I'll just start crying everywhere. Maybe like when they clear my plate at a restaurant.
It bumped the brakes on how you let go. Was sheafing through the wreckage, check the bleachers for a second. About to stay low, even go and go shoot if you let me. She say I'm stubborn, I just say I have standards that's not bending. Chips in the knife, fits when they fight a dirty game. Fixing the pipes, leaking at night's the same thing. Fishing for bites, struggleless life just to maintain. Losing grip, but still salvage chip for the mainframe. Question the circle, love it could hurt you, but we need it. Simple shit comes with life, I'm surprised I'm still breathing. Less on that though, guess I'm on that flow. Switched it up like you couldn't think these kids could snap too. I'm just on a mission to get it like a back tooth. Extracted and compacted to show these people it's that new. Everybody says it while the collective just acts cool. Everybody says it but nobody on the back true.
Everything I needed was deep down. It's deep down, deep down. It's getting deep now. Everything I needed was deep down. Deep down, deep down. It's getting deep now.
Fix your face and say my name correctly. Don't ever get it in your spirit to go disrespect me. And whether or not you heard it, I've been killing deadly. I put these words together, homie, I whip up a medley. Heavy talk around the future, I can't help it. I see so many lose it and regret shelving their dreams. That's why I'm simultaneous with it. Speak up for mine, cause who else gon' do it? I swear I got the clearest of vibes. Save it a thought, maybe it's not too far-fetched to enjoy this life while figuring out all the complex. The match strike, I look back and bomb chest. Just trying to get ahead, these little two small steps. I look in now instead of out though. The only in crowd I ever knew was standing out those. Let's skip all the tracks, homie, and hit all the outros. Ain't what a sound, and you don't have to look around, just look down.
Everything I needed was deep down, it's deep down, deep down. It's getting deep now. Everything I needed was deep down, deep down, deep down. It's getting deep now.
I mean, it's not the best way to look at the world, but hey, I don't know, maybe it's my new hook. I love this guy, honey. It's a great show. He'll cry at the end. Every time, just starts crying. He's a crying guy.
My new shoes, walk for miles. Danced around at their own style. Had a tale, had a story. Had a morning, morning glory. Rain was pouring, fire roaring. Thunder shouting, lightning's calling. My new shoes, they stood through it. Though they knew it would break.
Well, I must strap my head up high. Open the door, head outside. Don't be afraid that there's tears in your eyes. The pain will subside, just like you described. You're lucky enough to have two friends below. Keeping you grounded when you're missing shows. That door has closed, you broke your sad soul's smells the rose. Character has been exposed, the house gay girls who patrol. Come for you, fight was real life. Real life, the journey that walks away from real strife. Real life, the path you feel down below you. Two letter souls smile up just to show you.
My new shoes, walk for miles.
Sometimes your life feels like a broken roller coaster, a thousand useless moving parts. Sometimes you spend your night too scared of getting closer, hiding out in the backseat of your car. You tell yourself it's raining, the clouds are in your head. You tell yourself it's better to jump before you fall again, before you lose it all again. Look up, do you see the sunlight? Look up, there's flowers in your head.
You just heard Yes, I'm a Mess by Wheelchair Sports Camp, Deep Down by Outsource's host Stony Burtz, My New Shoes by Wes Watkins, All Caught Up by Monalicious, and Look Up by Joy Oladokun. KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 AM Denver, 99.1 FM in Central Denver, 98.7 FM in Fort Collins, 93.7 FM in Nederland, online at kgnu.org, on mobile devices with the KGNU app, and on smart speakers by saying play KGNU.